All right, let's give God the glory today. So I'm going to read from Acts 2, just to reflect back. Today is Pentecost Sunday, as well as Memorial Weekend. So in Acts 2, verse 1, when the day of Pentecost had arrived, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like a violent, rushing wind came from heaven, and it filled the whole house where they were staying. They saw tongues like flames of fire that separated and rested on each one of them. Then they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different tongues, languages, and the Spirit enabled them. And we pop down to verse 32. God had raised this Jesus. We are all witnesses of this. Therefore, since he has exalted to the right hand of God and has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit, he has poured out what you both see and hear. For it is not David who ascended into the heavens, but he himself says, "The Lord declared to my Lord, 'Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool.' Therefore, let all the house of Israel know certainly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah." What an amazing day. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love. And Lord, we are super thankful for everything you have set up so that we could bridge the gap between us and God. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you that you died on the cross, but not only died on the cross, but you were raised again. And then, Lord, you sent your Holy Spirit so that each and every one of us could have the power and relationship with you personally. What an amazing, amazing thing. Lord, we honor you. We also want to honor our veterans that have served, and several have given their lives and the impacts on them and their families. We give this day to you, Father. May your name be exemplified and glorified. All right. I know we have some singers. Come on up. We are blessed today with worship from our very own singers that are going to take us into worship in that time that we have with God. And we just want to prepare our hearts. Today is Holy Communion, and we want to prep our hearts as we come before God and have that time with Him. Thank you, ladies. Appreciate it.
Amen. While we're getting ready, I just wanted to just talk a little for a second about Pentecost. Last weekend, the children's church room, all the kids got a little balloon that was uninflated. And the balloon, without air in it, you know, it's kind of, it doesn't really do its job. It's not fun to play with. It's, you know, it doesn't look that good. But when it's filled with our breath, then it really changes the whole thing. And that's the way we are with the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit is in our hearts and in our lives, when we're filled with that breath of God, then we're able to be effective in our lives, in our ministry, with our families. So just think about that today. Little kids are going to be doing this morning too. All right, we're just going to start this morning. Stand up with us. We're going to sing a couple of songs. No music, no words. I think you know them. What a mighty God we serve, and I will enter his gates.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory
tells us that he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I want you to be thinking today about the victory that he's given you when we have a time for testimony.
Yes, victory in Jesus, my Savior.
Jesus paid it all.
I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small, child of weakness.
watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as
Isn't that the truth? Page 283, if you're using your book.
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears shall stain the eye. All the peace. Glorious day that will be.
takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, a glorious day that will be. What a day, a glorious day that will be.
Thank you so much. God is so good. It's kind of nice to hear the voices from folks within our own church. I love that. Amen. So as we move into Holy Communion, God has done a very special thing to give us hope, life, and success through Him. And He paid a heavy price, and as we come before these elements who represent Jesus, His body and His blood, that we could have freedom in Christ. I liked, Brian, what you shared last week, and how God wants us to remove those masks from our lives because He wants us to have real life. He doesn't want us to go through a performance because that's very exhausting, but He just wants it to be real. And so He's done that for us, and He's made that hope available. Heavenly Father, we lift Your name up. We thank You that we have this opportunity to come before You. And as you get Your elements, if You would just hold them, and then we'll do a remembrance of what Jesus did for us. So I want to thank God for the fellowship of our body, to see our sister Cheryl back with us. And just keep her family up in prayer. Keep her in prayer. Our brother Mike is with Jesus, and I look forward to seeing him again, and I'm so thankful for that. And just to reflect a little bit about that, I did fire and law enforcement both, and I took a class from Mike. It was one of the best classes I have taken in a long time. And he was very knowledgeable, very popular in the law enforcement community, and did a lot of neat things for us here in this Humboldt area. So my hat goes off. I will miss my brother for now, but I look forward to seeing him again. All right. All right, Pentecost Sunday. We're going to touch a little bit about that as our sister shared earlier about Pentecost was an event that happened 5 weeks after Passover. And this is when God had lined all these different things up with the community that He was God over. And He lined these things up that happened, including the losing of His life and being crucified for our sins, raising up again. And then once He was settled into His kingdom with the Father, He sent the Holy Spirit to move upon us. And it started off at that Pentecost. So Pentecost is a Christian holiday, right? On the seventh Sunday, after Easter, celebrates the blessing of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles and other followers of Jesus Christ, as mentioned in Acts. In the apostles, and we read a little bit about that earlier. So the disciples had to tarry, staying in Jerusalem until Pentecost, so they were waiting, right? So here, these folks have been discipled for 3 years, so they had a lot of knowledge in the head. They've seen Jesus do a lot of things on this earth, but what were they missing? The power of the Holy Spirit, right? Jesus was with them before. Jesus goes away, goes to the Father, and then sends His Holy Spirit back to us. That is pretty amazing. And as soon as He was glorified, what happened? The Holy Spirit showed up, right? Acts 2:33. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, He poured out this which you now see and hear. John 7:39, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified.
It doesn't pertain to us until the Holy Spirit shows up. The Holy Spirit had been given. The Lord is glorified. Our waiting is not dependent on the providence of God, but our own spiritual fitness. Isn't that amazing? So we talked about relationships here. We saw relationships. We saw the ladies go off to the retreat. God was there. They also had impacts with each other because God is using those ladies for each other. God's moving on our hearts. That's what he's about, relationship. Relationship with us, our relationship with each other, the body of Christ. It's a very powerful thing. So the attitude of receiving, once our Lord was glorified in his ascension, the Holy Spirit came into the world, and he has been here ever since. Hallelujah. He is here now. The attitude of receiving and welcoming the Holy Spirit into our lives is to be the continual attitude of the believer. We get in the way. You know, Shelley was talking about being a control freak. Well, she's not alone. Fred is really good about trying to be a control freak. And I'm not alone. But what I, even with today, there was a lot going on. We have, you know, Pentecost Sunday, we have Memorial Day, we have communion, we had the testimony from the retreat. And so even last night, I woke up at 1 o'clock in the morning anxious. I was sharing with my brother Ron this morning. And we do that as people, right? So guess what I had to do? God, it's yours. Lord, you got a problem. It's not mine. This is your church. These are your people. And the Holy Spirit was there. I wasn't alone. And I could give it to him, right? I'm not shirking responsibilities. People have committed to do all kinds of neat things because the Holy Spirit's in you. So he's helping. He's lining things up. He's doing stuff that I didn't even plan for because that's how he is if we just give it back to him. And there's freedom with that. A real dear friend of mine mentioned years ago, one of the things he is looking for is peace. Because he's a control freak. Struggles with that. But peace. Peace is what he was looking for. And the Holy Spirit provides that peace. I love that. Evidence of the ascended Christ. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is not an experience apart from Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit's not something separate. And sometimes I hear people refer to the Holy Spirit as some separate thing from Jesus. It's not. In fact, the Holy Spirit testifies to Jesus. The baptism of the Holy Spirit does not make you think of time or eternity. It is one amazing, glorious now. 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 So he's here now. He's here with us. He's in our hearts. He's available. Until we push him out of the way a little bit, because I want to be anxious about everything today, because I'm going to figure it all out and try to control it. Repent, Fred, repent. Okay. And he hears us at that moment, because he's here now. We don't start living in heaven when we die. God gives us the opportunity to live in heaven now, being available, doing what he asks us to do. And sometimes facing those things that we get in the way, we sometimes make it into a bigger mountain than it is. And our practice is to give it over back to him so that he owns it, that he has control over it. God, you have a problem. I'm a sinner. I keep getting in the way. Can you help me get through this? There's one verse that I reference in the Old Testament, and it gives the impression that sometimes all we can do is ask for help. I've also heard Jace, my little grandson, say help when he wanted Papa to help him do something or Yaya to do something. Help. And then I thought, that was significant, a little word called help. And so I started doing that. I added it to my prayer, help. Because sometimes I don't know what else to say but help. And I think God loves that when we do that. He moves upon our hearts. He's there available. He wants that intimate relationship. Now, I struggled personally with intimate relationships because I didn't see that growing up. I was raised in a household that force or might is right, right? You do what I say, and don't know why we're doing what you're saying, but you do it, or otherwise you could still hear the belt sling through the belt loops of the pants. Whoop. So that was it, because my dad was injured mentally. He had a really rough time growing up. He didn't see love, you know, and those impacts upon us are things that God can overcome, and he wants to. And he's going to do it through this body. It's not you by the Holy Spirit alone. It's you, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, with each other, with this world. So the Church of Fortuna is not just the walls of this building, but it is our community. They may not know they're going to be saved, but they're going to be saved. And we just go do our business. My dad, same thing. I've told you my testimony about my dad. At 16, I came to the Lord. At 17, I hear God tell me, I just want you to love him. Nothing in me came from that. I just want you to love him. That's a Holy Spirit moment. And then at 85, 4 days before he passes away, he gives his life to Jesus. That's why. I just want you to love him. It's just powerful how God moves upon us, how he gives us the Holy Spirit to give us that little extra strength, because I can't do it on my own. I'm a failure that way. And the Holy Spirit takes me over the hump, helps me take the mask off, helps me to be real. And guess what? I didn't realize the most powerful testimony I have is telling on myself. I see scriptures. God's telling on all the prophets and everybody else in there, David, giving their dirt so that we could realize that, hey, it's not about us being perfect. It's about us surrendering to the Almighty God at a personal level. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I also wanted to take this time and, with all this that's happening here, to honor our folks as they move upon God. This eternal life that they may know you, begin to know him now and never finish. Keep getting to know him. And as we do that, we want to honor our brothers and sisters that have served this country, have served us so that we can have the freedoms. We see a lot of stuff in the news that's not going real well. But do you realize we have a tremendous amount of freedoms even currently because of the sacrifice that people have made? And I want to thank every and every one of you for doing that. So Memorial Day is a day for remembering those who died serving this country in military service. It began after the American Civil War to honor Union and Confederate soldiers who had died, and by the 20th century, the day had come to honor all fallen servicemen and servicewomen. Memorial Day is originally called Decoration Day, and it was instituted to honor the Union soldiers originally who died in the Civil War. And then after World War I, the purpose of the day was expanded to include all men and women who died in U.S. military service. With that, could I have all those who have served our country please stand up? This is a church that honors our military folks, honors those who serve. And we see a lot of parallels not only with what people have done to serve this country, but also what they've done to serve Jesus Christ. So I wanted to remember all those who have given their lives that we might live in a free country. We must never forget them. Freedom comes at a great cost, and we could thank God for their sacrifice. John 15:13, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Very powerful. Now, I know in every one of us, those who lay down their lives and everything, it's a struggle. It's not easy. Fear is there, but they overcome the fear. They do the right thing. they do the right thing. That's a powerful sacrifice so that we can have freedoms. Remember those who gave their lives in faithful service and witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. We must never forget them. Standing for truth has never been more important, and many have been persecuted for it, and many will be. John 16:33 and 2 Timothy 3:12. Jesus told us that in the world you shall have tribulation. Paul reminded us that all who have lived godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. It's no surprise, is it? He warns us right there in Scripture why things can be so painful, discouraging, frustrating. But he sees beyond that, right? As the Holy Spirit comes into us, he brings comfort where we're at. He promises this is a rough life, and I think everyone in here can say there's been times where it's been pretty rough, right? And yet God is with us the whole time. A lot of the research they have done and therapies that they have done, one group really stands out to me where they've asked people in their trauma, especially trauma impacts in their life, as you look back, do you see Jesus anywhere in the room? And it was pretty striking to me. 100% of them, when they got to that point, could say, yeah, Jesus was off to the side, and somehow they ended up intervening with Jesus, who brought them comfort later on in years through their trauma. So yeah, Jesus is there. He can't stop what we will to do and go past what God has done and set in standard, but we can go do some horrible things or get involved in horrible things. And yet God is there to bring healing. Remember, finally and most importantly, remember the Lord. On Memorial Day and every day throughout the year, thank the Lord for his sacrifice. He gave his life to pay our debt and has given us abundant life and the gift of the Holy Spirit. We must always remember his sacrifice and never forget his benefits. Psalms 103, 1 through 7. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all of your iniquities, who heals all your disease, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with lovingness, loving kindness, and tender mercies, who sacrifices your mouth with good things, or satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. Remembering those who gave their lives for our country and those who live faithful to Jesus, remember to pray for those who are persecuted for his name's sake. And most importantly, remember the Lord and find rest in his sufficient grace. With that, we have a very special, highly decorated, gifted speaker coming up. Calvin, come on up.
Okay, I'm just giddy. I've been working on this for 8 years, and it's all because of Jesus. I want everyone here to know, this isn't about me and my wife. This is about Jesus and everything he will do for anybody, if you ask. That's all you got to do is ask. Praise his name, acknowledging for who he is and what he does.
Saddle up your horses.
Bear with me.
Chasing thoughts inside my head, I've fallen.
I was worried I wouldn't have anything to say or enough to say for 20 minutes. This is 270 days on the road with Jesus leading us all the way. This little bit right here is just half of one book. And I've got more to add. How do you put that much time in 20 minutes? Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Everything he did for us out there. We never wanted for anything at any time. Oh, yeah, there was a couple times we thought we had to have it right now, but it was all in God's time, and it was perfect timing. Wow. I have too many things here. My fingers still working. I have compiled. Excuse me. I'm going to have to read some of this, most of it, because I tend to wander. I have compiled a small fraction of God's blessings, miracles. It depends on how you look at it. Our life to share his goodness and how he brought us to our new home here in Humboldt. I wished I had time to tell you a whole adventure, but that, my friends, will have to wait for another day, God willing. We had to move out of our apartment in Rockland. Well, it took us 50 years to accumulate an entire furnished apartment. We were able to liquidate in 2 days. God provided a newly married couple that had many needs. They owned nothing. We gave them everything that they could use or wanted. The rest we dropped off at the Boys and Girls Club depot. On March 19th, 2013, our first night out of an apartment, when we left the apartment, we told God, here we are. We lay this at your feet, and we'll follow you. And he was there all the time. Our first night out, we spent in the park just a block from what was home. It was with only what we could carry on a bicycle, backpacks on each of us, filled to the brim with another backpack carrying our food, sleeping bags, tarps. No tent at this time. My backpack weighed 50 pounds plus. Roxanne's weighed 40 pounds plus. And yeah, it has a way of working on you. The morning we woke up, it was 52 degrees. The sun was shining. We trusted our lives to Jesus and asked him to lead us. About a week prior to this, a friend of Roxanne's called us and said he had some work for us in San Diego. Well, we had a destination. We took off. It took us 3 months to get there. And in the process of this 3 months, we met several angels, tools, as I like to call them, on the road in front of us. You couldn't go around because they was right in front of you. It's just phenomenal what God can do. He sent us to this, when we finally got to San Francisco. Lord, help me put the words in my mouth you want me to speak. We woke up in the park with the rats, and our first stop was a Starbucks. Starbucks, been there for years. That was our warm-up, wake-up place, and a place of to get our act together for the next day with our little laptop that we carried. Our phones were just cameras and alarm clocks. But in this Starbucks, a man and a woman came up and said, we'd like to bless you, because we'd been reading the Bible there. And they said, we'd like to bless you. Here's $28, that's all we have left, and an apple fritter. That came from God. 28 is Roxanne's favorite number. And I love apple fritters. Come on. And on that day, we left there with just shining and beaming because we knew God was with us. That answered, he's here. So we're going down Irving Street, and we're singing, Saddle Up Your Horses, all the way to the ocean. Wow, what a feeling. After, I don't know how long getting there, we finally made it to the ocean. And then we make it to Pacifica, California, and we're met there. We're in a Starbucks, of course. And this little lady comes in with blue stripes in her hair. She was 70-some years old. And she asked us, are these bicycles yours? Are you traveling? Yeah, we're out. You know, just trying to get from one place to the next. She says, well, I'm an experienced traveler. And come to find out, she steered all kinds of big ships out there on her travels. But she says, you must be tired and need a place to clean up and rest. So we took her up on it. She says, well, your packs look awful heavy. Throw them in the car, and I'll stop at every place we got to turn and wait for you. We'd been out on the road for so long, we'd never give up anything of ours to anybody. Well, we looked at each other and said, okay. We put our packs in the car, and away we went to the highest mountain in Pacifica, a big yellow house on a cliff overlooking the Pacific Ocean. You could see the Pacific appear out there in the neighborhoods all around. This woman, when we got to the house, she had us lock our bicycles in the garage, and she escorted us through this hallway. And a little door on the right, she said, oh, I've just remodeled an apartment in here. It's just a little, what would you call it, bachelor apartment. And she says, but it's full of stuff, and she opened the door. She was having an estate sale. I mean, feel like Achan in the candlesticks. There was money everywhere, just in old dishes, china, silver everywhere, and books, antique books of every kind. And we get in the living room, and she said, well, I have an Easter dinner to go to, and I'll be back about 9. Here's the key to the front door. Oh, that's my cat, Calvin. And away she went. Okay, my cat's name is Calvin. Hello. This woman doesn't even know our name yet. She gives us the key to the house and says, your bedroom's back there. There's the towels and the sheets. There's the bathroom. You went through the kitchen, make yourself at home, and she left. Okay, well, she was a gift for a long time. Long time. She really was, I guess you could say she was like our sponsor, but she wasn't. God, look at this. I got notes everywhere. Anyway, oh, it says here to introduce the ringneck dove. That dove has been following us from Rocklin. Ringneck dove. And it, when they sing, it's like they're asking, who is this? Who are you? Who are you? And then I came up with, God bless you. God bless you. And this dove has followed us everywhere. And when God moves your feet, you can't resist. You got to go. And there's several people here I know that have been moved because we were all over the place up here. And I'm proud of it. I got to know our community. See, I got off my notes, so I forgot where I was going. Okay, you know Kathy. There was two Kathys, Kathy Neff and another Kathy over in Elk Grove that gave us a job painting her dog grooming business. I can't remember how many days, but it wasn't long enough for what I had figured. But we painted her whole dog grooming business. We both made $1,500 and were sent on our way. That became a habit. Every time we went back to see her, we painted something. Merced Sheriff, this is a big one. I had got a ticket down south on a beach because we were sleeping on the beach and it said you're supposed to pay for your spot and you can't sleep on the beach. Well, we got a ticket and I won't go into there because it makes me mad. Anyway, this sheriff gives me another ticket, and it cancels the first one, but I don't know that. So we're traveling around. No, excuse me, back up. After he wrote me the ticket, he told us to wait there. And because we were honest, or I was honest about my ticket, he said, you guys wait here. And he came back. He says, I'm going to have another of my officers stop by and give you some patches or new tubes. And it was just a few minutes later, here comes this other car. I'm going, oh, well, I got to explain everything again. No. He just held his hand out the window with the bag, had all the stuff we needed to get back on the road. And we went to a campground just down the road from there. And we asked the guy if we could stay in there. We had the $5 hike and bike. And he says, you made it here just on time. This weekend's free. He said, you got the whole park to yourself. Well, in the process of that, the next morning, they bring us Starbucks coffees, the big coffees. And that was awfully nice. And then the next day, they come around at noon, which was perfect timing. I'd been helping some people work around there, volunteered. And as we was taking our lunch break, they pulled up to where we was at, and here's the sheriff. And he's giving Roxanne a sandwich that I don't know where it came from, but it was thick with meat. And the guy asked me, I was working for, how do you know this sheriff? What, you know, and he's bringing you lunch? Who are you? And I said, all I could say was, I serve an awesome God. And they looked at me because they'd been giving me problems about my religion. Not really problems, just kind of mocking and knocking. And that was a gift from God to say, I serve an awesome God. Anyway, the next morning they bring us, or that night, they bring us dinner. And it made a big difference in our lives. The young man that came in wanted us to leave, said, you can't stay for free. He turned around and blessed us, let us stay, and he prayed for us. And he even gave our money back that he took. So that was a blessing. Okay, I got to back up here now. John, if you read anything in the Bible, read John 14:15. And if you can, find a red letter Bible and read just the red letters, because that's Jesus talking straight to you. Those are his words. So if you read the Bible, read the red letters, John 14:15, it'll open your eyes, because that's his words, his promises to you. That if you love him and you love the Father, they will love you and they will make their abode with you. That means they live in your house. They live with you. Jesus lives in you. He says that right there. And that's it. But God is truly amazing. Anything you need, he's there. He's there. She invited us to come over early prior to a family flying out to Hawaii. She had some good days catching up and lots of days hitting the pavement looking for work. That's my Roxanne. We had problems with a car we drove down there, or carried down there. It broke down on us. It wouldn't start. You go out in the morning and you played with it for a while, and it finally, we got it to the shop anyway. And when he calls us up there, we get in the car, we drive home, we take care of business, we get up the next morning, same thing. I just spent $800 and some getting this car fixed, and it won't start again. So I call the guy, we go back, he gives us our money back, we keep driving the car, because by the grace of God, he lets it start. And anyway, we moved to Rockland. And our unemployment ends, and we have to move out. And that's what I was saying about the park. And from there, all the way to San Francisco, That's what I call God's training ground. That's where you learn to get rid of things you don't need. Like the pot and the pan that we carry, this, you know, pretty stainless steel to cook our eggs and breakfast and warm up coffee. And we left that on the curb with a few extra coats and stuff we didn't need to carry. And when we made it to San Francisco, from there, the blessings just flowed all the way down to San Diego. From San Diego back to Pacifica, over to Bakersfield, up from Bakersfield back to Pacifica, up to Elk Grove. I had a map here. Okay, Sacramento all the way to San Francisco, down to the bay, all the way down through here, all the way to San Diego, and then back. And then we come up here to her place, or Elk Grove. This whole trip was amazing. It was sponsored by God. The angels along the way were many. And I like that truck. Kind of like an old dog squirrel. But that's my back wall in my cave. A lot of thing on there that represents what we did, how far we went. There I go again, how far we did. It wasn't me, it was God. Deuteronomy 15, there will always be poor people in the land. Therefore, I command you to be open-handed toward your brothers and the poor and the needy in your land. And Matthew 19:21, sell all your possessions, give to the poor, you will have treasures in heaven. Come, follow me. We did, wholeheartedly. Matthew 6:8, for your Father knows what you need before you ask. Always. It wasn't always hard work. Our day started at sometimes before sunup, because we might have been in a place that they didn't want us to be, but we never crossed a fence. We never broke the law. We just slept wherever we got to, where we felt comfortable. And those were always, we were never bothered by men or animals the whole time out there. Nothing, no problems. Okay, I had a tree take a bite out of my arm, but that's my own fault. Trying to be macho and broke the branch, and in the process it was too easy. And anyway, got another scar. Wow. Anyway, this woman, Kathy, we stayed a month there, and we helped her pack up all her estate sales. And she was a big, big factor in her life. His word is still true. This is the sign we carried. That's the only sign we ever carried or shown. Roxanne kept it on the back of her bicycle. I'm proud of that sign. Says Jesus, his word is still true. He loves everyone, especially you. That was an introduction to a man we call Hank. We were in Morro Bay, and we were sitting in there. We were walking around looking at all the special benches and signs they had there by this cafe. And he come out, walked, he come out and says, I like your sign. Where are you people going? What are you doing? We said, we're trying to get to California, and we're spreading the word of God. He reaches back and gets his wallet, and he says, here's $100. Would you go spread the word of God for me because I can't? Wow, you know, yes. All we could say was yes, praise Jesus. And we went a little further, and we thought, okay, we've got some money. We can get a good night's sleep and a shower. So we thought we'd seen a little motel up the road. And we stopped and said, okay, our price is $50. If it's over $50, we can't stay here. We'll go find another place. Well, the guy says it's $55. I said, well, I can't spend that much. $50 is all I can spend. I stepped outside and Roxanne's waving at me. And I go over and she says, wait, wait. There was a man on a phone kept saying, wait, wait. We did. The man had just got a telephone call from his boss. He had to go catch a flight to Dallas. And he had already paid for the room. And he says, I want to bless you with this room. It's all paid for, everything. It's on my ticket. Wow. How do you thank somebody for that? God, there's so many out there. God, help me. But just ask Jesus. It's all you got to do is ask him, and he's there. Just praise his name every day. And I hope I didn't waste your time.
Nope.
But just praise Jesus for everything. I don't care. If you break a leg, praise Jesus. it's his way of slowing you down. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, family. Amen. I appreciate it.
I just want to thank our Lord. Calvin and I met a while back, right? And sometimes you're not so sure about your faith, and I asked him if he would be interested in praying over the men's breakfast, and he said no. And I said, well, that's fine, only if God calls you to do that. It wasn't 5 minutes, and the Holy Spirit had him pray, and it was a beautiful prayer. So there's a lot more in us than I think sometimes we really understand, and God's right there to do it with us, so we're not alone with that. So I praise God. With that, go out and thank a veteran for their wonderful service. Thank those that serve Christ and are out there sharing the Word of God. Amen. And I just thank God for our body because it is the extension of Scripture in action. So with that, Calvin, you mind closing us in prayer?
Not a problem. Kelly, I'd like to say thank you for the display here.
Yes.
Being a Marine, I really appreciate the white hat. cover, excuse me.
He remembered.
Lord, we just come to you and thank you for everything in our lives, Jesus. We really don't know where to start thanking you because it's overpowering at times. But God, be with everybody here. Let them know about your power and your glory and how much God loves you. Lord, just be with everybody today on this day. Bless our veterans. Bless the fathers and mothers, sisters and brothers that lost veterans.
Yes.
Lord, and just bless this day for everyone. Because it's your day, Jesus. Every day is yours. As long as I'm here, you will be mine. In your name, Jesus, amen.
Amen. Go be a doer of Jesus' word. Thank you.